There is a tide in the affairs of men which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries. On such a full sea are we now afloat, and we must take the current when it serves, or lose our ventures.
We present John Moffat as Hercule Poirot in Agatha Christie's Taken at the Flood.
It was the autumn of 1944, and the Blitz had returned to London. But now it was the flying bombs and the rockets, and no one could tell where or when they might fall. On that particular night, I was sitting in my club. I'm not what is called a clubable person, but since I live in London, it is necessary to have a club, Nespa.
All my old friends seem to be popping off one after another, dropping like flies.
Every club has its resident bore, and mine was no exception. The other members had taken refuge behind their newspapers, but I was hanging on to Major Porter's every word, grateful for anything that would distract me from the air raid.
Gordon Clode's the latest to go. Notice in the Times this morning, on October the 5th, as a result of enemy action. No address given. It was just round the corner from my place. One of those big houses on the top of Camden Hill. You know where I mean.
Yes, Major, I know.
Poor old devil.